Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This hour, we'll explore two Gregorian chants for Easter and their musical descendants from the medieval to the Baroque period. First, we'll hear how the chant Victime Paschale Laudes became the basis for the Lutheran chorale Christ ist erstanden. Then we'll trace how the chant Christus Resurgens became the popular Anglican motet Christ Rising Again. Along the way, we'll discover the ingenuity of composers across 3 centuries and 5 countries. Plus, our featured release this week is Bird 1589, Songs of Sundry Natures, recorded by Alamire. As the prelude to our Easter celebration this hour, we heard the organ chorale prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach, whose title translates to Glory to God Alone in the Highest. The German text of the hymn is a paraphrase and translation of the Latin Gloria and one of the earliest Lutheran hymns. The piece we just heard is one of six settings of this tune that Bach wrote for the organ. We begin with the sequence Victime Paschale Laudes. A sequence is a type of liturgical chant sung in a Catholic Mass. In response to the Lutheran Reformation, the Council of Trent attempted to simplify the Mass by abolishing most sequences in 1570. Victime Paschale Laudes is one of the four that remained and is still sung to this day. Let's listen to the sequence in its original chant form from the 11th century. The sequence Victime Paschale Laudes, sung by the Margareta Consort. The text of Victime Paschale Laudes tells the story of Christ's resurrection. The first part depicts Christ as the sacrificial lamb and extols the redemption of sinners through his blood. The second part describes a battle over life and death, over which Christ is victorious. The third part of the sequence deals with Mary Magdalene's account of visiting the tomb and finding it empty. The sequence ends with a prayer for mercy, followed by joyful Alleluias. Giovanni Palestrina wrote several motets on the tune Victime Paschale Laudes. The motet we'll hear is for eight voices split into two choirs.
Thank you.
Giovanni Palestrina's setting of Victime Paschale Laudes for eight voices, sung by the 16. Let's hear one more setting of Victime Paschale Laudes before moving on to its German descendants. This time we'll hear a version of the tune for instruments rather than voices. Heinrich Scheidemann prepared several organ versions intended to be improvisational moments to transition between parts of a Lutheran service, using tunes appropriate to the liturgical season. In this version, performed by the Margareta consort, the musicians chose to adapt the organ piece for viol consort, mimicking the adaptive nature of liturgical music in the Renaissance. The Margareta consort performed Heinrich Scheidemann's setting of Victime Paschale Laudes. The tune of Victime Paschale Laudes served as the inspiration for the oldest liturgical song in German called Christ ist erstanden, which means Christ is risen. The text of Christ ist erstanden is found in manuscripts dating back to 1160. This hymn is still sung in German Protestant services today. The first version of Christ ist erstanden we'll hear comes from a large collection of chorales called Musae Zionie, written by German composer Michael Praetorius. We'll first hear the tune played on brass instruments, then sung in unison by the entire choir. See if you can notice similarities to the chant of Victime Paschale Laudes we heard earlier.
Thank you.
the chorale tune Christ ist erstanden by Michael Praetorius, sung by Weser Renaissance Bremen. The version we just heard comes from the second volume of Musae Sionie. Many composers wrote their own settings of Christ ist erstanden for a variety of choral and instrumental groups. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote multiple choral and organ pieces based on this hymn tune, which isn't surprising because it was sung almost every Easter. The version we'll hear next comes from a collection of four-part chorales. Bach puts the melody in the highest voice and accompanies it with lush harmonies full of dissonance and suspensions, especially when compared to the simpler setting by Praetorius 100 years earlier. Johann Sebastian Bach's setting of Christ ist erstanden, sung by the Augsburg Cathedral Boy Choir. For a more expansive arrangement, we turn to German composer Heinrich Schütz. His setting of Christ ist erstanden is scored for a choir of trombones, a choir of viols, organ, and two groups of singers. The brass instruments highlight the triumphal nature of Easter, and the piece closes with a joyful chorus of Alleluias.
Thank you.
Heinrich Schütz's setting of Christ ist erstanden, sung by the Dresden Chamber Choir. Our final setting of Christ ist erstanden comes from a collection of organ music by Johann Sebastian Bach called The Little Organ Book. The book contains 46 chorale preludes for organ, organized by liturgical season. Bach intended it as a method to show organists how to improvise on any hymn tune. For Christ ist erstanden, Bach writes three verses to demonstrate multiple ways an organist could play this tune. three verses of Christ ist erstanden from Johann Sebastian Bach's Little Organ Book, played by Martin Neu. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we're exploring two of the oldest Easter tunes and the many ways composers used them to create new music. We began with the chant Victime Paschale Laudes and its German descendant Christ ist erstanden. We turn our attention now to the chant Christus Resurgens, which means Christ rising again. The version we'll hear was intended to be sung as part of the processional for Easter Vespers and has been reconstructed from manuscript sources by musicians at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Sections of plain chant alternate with sections of three-part polyphony. the chant Christus Resurgens, sung by Ensemble Grégorien and recorded in the Notre Dame Cathedral. Many composers across Europe wrote motets based on Christus Resurgens. We'll hear two settings written at the beginning of the 17th century, but from different parts of the continent. First, we'll listen to English composer Peter Philips' five-voice motet. The vocal texture remains consistent throughout the entire motet, regardless of the text. In contrast, we'll hear Andreas Hackenberger's 10-voice setting. Andreas Hackenberger was a Pomeranian musician who lived in what is now Poland. His motet on Christus Resurgens uses a larger choir, and each section of the text has a distinctive character.
Thank you.
The Tudor consort performed the motet Christus Resurgens by Peter Phillips, followed by Andreas Hackenberger's version, sung by the Polish Chamber Choir. The Latin text of Christus Resurgens became the basis for the anthem Christ Rising Again, as the Church of England began replacing its Latin liturgy with English. Thomas Tallis, one of the most important English composers of the 16th century, wrote a five-voice motet on Christ Rising Again.
Thank you.
The Tallis Scholars sang the motet Christ Rising Again by Thomas Tallis. Our featured release this hour is the album Bird 1589, Songs of Sundry Natures, recorded by the English vocal consort Alamire and released in 2023. We'll hear our final setting of Christ Rising Again. William Byrd scores his motet for two soprano soloists and a six-part choir with instrumental accompaniment.
Thank you.
the motet Christ Rising Again by William Byrd, performed by Alamire. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Travis Whaley. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.